Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line to calm me the hell down is Isaac Mangena, who is the Senior Media Relations Manager at a City Power. Isaac, good morning. I hope you are able to calm me the hell down, because I'm a bit hysterical about the story.
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners. I think first we extend our condolences to the family and friends of the couple and the community of Crosby. At City Power, we have launched an investigation because the reports that we have seen are suggesting that the couple was killed by a faulty electrical connection.
Correct, yeah.
Or attributed to illegal connections in the area. So we had a team here since yesterday, and they were busy trying to get to the bottom of this. But obviously, the family were having a funeral yesterday, so we couldn't even get access to the house,
sure,
physically to test inside the house. But we did manage to, you know, do some tests outside on our network, and we will continue this morning. Hopefully, the funeral was completed yesterday, and then we will be able to get into the house later today.
We've had a situation where one of our taps actually gave us like a shock. It wasn't terrible. It was enough to wake me up, but it really wasn't. And in fact, it so happened that City Power were in the neighbourhood. They came in. They said they're not really allowed to come inside the house, but they just thought they would come and check it anyway. It seemed to be okay, this type of thing, it can happen, that you can get a shock through,
yeah,
your tap. Just explain that to me.
Again, I think without getting into the, without talking to or preempting the incident.
Yes, of course.
This kind of things are normally, will normally be caused by loss of neutral or poor earthing or faulty or leakage on the, I mean, lack of earth leakage on the leakage device.
Right.
Lack of earth on the leakage device, which will normally trip the supply if there's any fault, rather than shock people. So what we encourage customers, and we always do, is the customers should always test their earth leakage devices regularly, so that you can actually kick some of these, but you can still also call City Power to basically assist if you think that there is a fault and so forth. But also, some of these are also caused by the tampering with electricity infrastructure, vandalism, illegal connections.
Yeah, so somebody said that to me, is that if somebody steals a cable or something at the substation, that can cause it. Is that would make sense?
It could be many things that can cause this. That's what I'm saying. When it's like cable that is feeding into the house, or there is something that is not all right outside, it, the best thing to do is to basically call City Power, so that we can come as experts to come and see what the issue is. Is the issue inside your house? Because of sometimes appliances that are not good can actually cause that. And also people that will enlist the services of not so much qualified electricians can also cause those kind of things, because sometimes they don't know what they're doing, and they just swap the wires around, and it may cause something like this. So that's why we always encourage people to do this test almost 6 monthly and check if their earth leakages are still working and they're okay, so that it doesn't come to this
Obviously, without speculating, and you've made it very clear that an investigation needs to happen. So
yeah.
I'm just putting that aside. How would an illegal connection, in theory, have caused this?
Yeah, look, I think the area is plagued by illegal connection. The area where this couple used to live, the Crosby area, there is an informal settlement there. I think it's called Slovo, if I'm not mistaken. So there are a lot of illegal connections there. And so for illegal connections to happen, vandalism needs to happen. So they'll break into the mini substations, into the pole-mounted transformers, and they will connect illegally there. So immediately it starts leading to the circuit malfunctioning. And as such, you find this kind of instances. You'll see it even with the streetlights, where illegal connections have happened and they've tapped into the streetlights. The streetlights on its own start malfunctioning, will switch on it during the day, off at night, sometimes it flickers and so forth. So we don't rule out the issue of illegal connections. And that's why City Power has always been doing cutoffs in that area, the operations to do cutoffs of these illegal connections in the area. We've had police patrolling and Metro Police also patrolling in the area so that we don't have this situation of illegal connections, because not only are they costly, but they are dangerous. There are electrocutions that happen on the kids in those informal settlements from the bare wires that are used in these instances. So we will definitely look into that as well. The last cutoff operations that we did was in April, mid-April. We were planning actually to do another one this week or next week, but unfortunately this happened.
One of our listeners wants to know, how do you check the earth leakage without calling and paying for an electrician?
I think the best way, if you're not an electrician, just don't. you rather call an electrician.
Karen, that's very sensible advice, Karen M. And this is coming from City Power. If you don't know how to do it, Karen, don't. I think we can't give more sound advice than that. We don't want you to be yet another statistics, and we don't want to have to talk about you, Karen M, on radio. So please don't.
That's the thing. And you know, there are so many people that are actually will go out for, you know, unqualified or illegal electricians, and they mess up the connection in the house, and you start feeling things when you touch the door handle, the windows and so forth. And that's really dangerous. That's why it's always advisable that you get someone who's really qualified to come and check for you. It's like your car. When you service it, you go to someone who will know how to deal with your car and do it properly. And in some instances, which is worrying, Howard, we realize that just because of the backlog on our side at City Power, people start calling electricians, communities that calling electricians to come and work on City Power network. And as such, when we come back, we don't find it the way we left it. And it's difficult to basically even know where the faults are and what is wrong and what is not wrong. It happened in El Dorado Park, where a political party arranged for the community from their own contractors, and they started working on our equipment. It's illegal, first of all, to do that, and we have sought the advice of legal advice to basically take them to task, because you're not allowed to basically work on a municipality infrastructure.
Right, absolutely. And Isaac, that's unfortunately where I do need to leave it. Thanks always for making yourself available. Isaac Mangena is the senior media relations manager at City Power.